I'm going to try to be short. In my message. All right. If y'all only knew, Brother Corey, how I struggled today with this message. And oh, God knows. God knows. Brother Corey, you and the teen boys heard some of this Sunday in Sunday school. And I wrestled today and I said, Lord, I've already started this in Sunday school. And I flipped over and I went to different places and I looked at different things and I just kept coming back. So here it is. Lord, being my helper, we're going to talk a little bit tonight on sin, the soul destroying bacteria. Romans chapter 6, starting in verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Hadn't we heard so much tonight about this already? How can we be compassionate? We remember where we were brought from. Verse number 8, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Christ our Lord. Would you bow your heads and ask the Lord to help me tonight? When I began this in Sunday school Sunday, I didn't, for the sake of time, didn't have time to get to the second part of this, and I'm going to try to speed through some of this tonight to get to this, because I think both parts of this are very needed in this day and hour, and just from the sounds of things tonight, and just by the way that I feel the Spirit of God moving tonight, it's needed right here tonight. And most of you know I tend here lately to put a little medical spin on just about everything because that's what I do. And it's real easy to throw that out there. It's real easy for Brother Terry to talk about trimming trees and Brother Chad to talk about plumbing and Brother Dwayne to talk about taking trash and doing chicken house things. It's just easy. You know, we all talk about Brother Dwayne's testimonies. You know, I'd rather be saved than to have 10,000 chicken houses. Because he knows the price associated with 10,000 chicken houses and what can do. So anyway, this is kind of where this is going tonight. Sin, the soul-eating bacteria. There's a phenomenon in the medical world today called necrotizing fasciitis. And it's when bacteria that has gotten into your body goes untreated properly, it begins to mutate in your body and it begins to start eating. And I'm going to try not to get into great detail, Sister Elizabeth. But it starts eating your body from the inside out. Necrotizing fasciitis, destroying the flesh. A lot of times this disease process that has started goes undetected for long periods of time, because what initially happens is the person becomes infected in a minor way by a mosquito bite, by a scratch from a thorn bush, by an ant bite, something just real common that it doesn't really bother us anymore. How many mosquito bites do we get through the spring and the summertime? So most of the time we swat the mosquito, we rub it away, we itch it every now and then, but we just leave it alone. Subconsciously, when we're in our sleep, though, we know that mosquito bite's there and we're scratching it and it's beginning to get infected. And we'll put a little Band-Aid on it, you know, because now it's red and swollen, and we just leave it alone and we forget about it. After a while, on the surface, it begins to heal. And it looks like it never was anything to begin with. But what happened is we just covered it up, but the disease started hidden underneath, and the infection began, and it gets to the point to where it's so bad that it starts to eat away at the inside and it starts attacking your organs, and before long you've got to go to the doctor because you don't know what's going on, and they run tests and they do x-rays and MRIs, and oh my goodness, you've got necrotizing fasciitis. There's nothing that we can do about it here. Sin is so dangerous. Sometimes, Devin, it's so simple. We're around it all the time. We see it everywhere we turn. We hear about it on the news. We see it in the newspaper. We rub up against it when we go to our jobs or we go to Walmart or the mall. It's part of life. It gets on us. Let me tell you something. It's dangerous, and it needs to be taken care of. It needs to be cleaned. It needs to not stay on your soul. It don't matter. It begins just so innocent. You hear a song on the radio that you shouldn't have been listening to in the first place, but maybe it was accidental. You were walking through the mall and somebody else was playing it, and that begins to feed on your mind and you dwell on it. And the next thing you know, you turn your radio on to a station that's playing that. You come to church and you pray in the altar and you raise your hands and you cover it over. It needs to be dealt with. It needs to be purified. I told the young people, or the teen boys, this Sunday morning, you know, if we were to walk into Walmart tonight, we all know where everything is in Walmart, right? Except they move it so often. But we got a general idea where everything is. But let's just say tonight we walk into Walmart and there's a big special on aisle 13. Bacteria-tainted food. Come and get all that you want. No charge. How many would go and get it? None of us, right? We know better. We don't want anything that's going to be bad for us. We're not going to go and we're not going to get bacteria-tainted food and feed it to our family. We're smarter than that, Luke. But yet we turn the radio on to a station that we ought not be listening to. Yet we open up a magazine to a page that we shouldn't even had the magazine to begin with. We need to take care of sin at the root.
All right.
Don't cover it up. Sin is dangerous. Sin is harsh. Sin is terrible. Sister Yvonne was talking about the lady, now that she's got emphysema and she's realizing all the years of abuse that she's put her body through, there's no getting over that. And it's just a horrible process. No doubt that when she first even thought about taking that, if she would have known, she wouldn't have. But sin doesn't show you the ugly side.
It shows you the Marlboro Man on the horse. It shows you all the glamorous actors and actresses in Hollywood. They're partaking of it. They're doing it. It's the latest fad. It's the latest fashion. Just go ahead. It's okay. It's not okay. It's free food tainted with bacteria. Come on now. T-bone steaks. Free. Derek likes to eat steak. He don't always get it around the house because it's kind of expensive. Son, I can get you all the steak you want free of charge. But no, I wouldn't do that because I know tainted is bad. We need to be careful about sin. We need to be careful with what we're doing and what we're covering up. Sin needs to be dealt with. Yes, Jesus was very compassionate. Jesus was probably more stern. Well, he was more stern with the so-called religious people than he was to the ignorant and the unlearned, because you know the scriptures, you're supposed to know better. So it's supposed to be a little bit harder on us. We're supposed to come into the house of God when the preacher preaches about sin. We're supposed to say, ow, that hurt. Because we know better. And yes, sometimes it's real easy for us to be harsh when we shouldn't be to those that don't know. And if you're here tonight and you have felt that, you've heard in the testimonies that it's all out of love. It's all out of compassion. Maybe we didn't know how to be compassionate in that very moment, in that very act, or whatever it was that may have turned you away from whatever it was. But listen to me, it was in love. And sometimes we may not know how to deal with it, just like Jesus does. That's why He's been dealing with you. That's why you're here maybe tonight, because He's been reaching out to you. That's why this service tonight has been not really a normal, ordinary service for us around here, because Christ in His great compassion is showing you that through acts like this, He's helping us to be more Christ-like. You see, I've been looking at this necrotizing fasciitis a little bit because I recently had to take a patient to see a specialist in another city because of that. It can't be dealt with here. Nobody has the expertise to be able to go in and take care of that. The only thing they know in this area to do is to cut it off. If it starts in the arm, they're going to cut that arm off to keep it from spreading any further. That's all they know how to do. But sometimes when it gets down into some of those vital organs, you can't just cut them out and toss them in the trash and everything be okay. It's usually to someone's demise when it gets that way. But thankfully, there has risen a specialist in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that knows how to go in to the source and treat it at the source. My friend, I'm here to tell you tonight that that is Jesus Christ. When it comes to sin and that soul-destroying bacteria that the devil places inside of you, there is a remedy. Woo! And He's here tonight. He's here full of love and compassionate in such a way that He's dealt with us as Christians tonight that maybe we need to be a little bit more compassionate. In such a way that He's showed us through His Spirit how to have that compassion. He's the specialist. He's the one. Listen, friends, there's hope. It's no longer just an ending. The devil would like you to realize, or would like you to think, that it's over. You've prayed and backslid and prayed and backslid and prayed and backslid, and now sin's so rooted deep down inside, there's no way. It's already reached in deep. It can't be dealt with. you've crossed that line. That's what He wants you to think. That's exactly what He wants you to... He wants you to get it made up in your mind that there's no way that I can come back this time. I've had too many hard feelings. I've been too upset at so-called Christians. Or I've been too upset at different things that have happened in my life. I'm so bitter, there's no way that I can get past this. But I'm here to tell you that a specialist has risen. And His name is Jesus Christ. And not only has He been here to offer the support services that we need, but He has taken the very disease process and He's nailed it to a cross, never to be remembered no more. The Bible says that He has buried our sins as far as the east is from the west. Do you know how far that is? Have you ever gone so far east that you started going west? It's impossible. That's how far my sins have been buried. It can't happen. They can't be recovered no more. The devil maybe wants to try. And I'm here to tell you that yes, he's going to continue to try to get you to think that it's back. It's too far gone. You never really got rid of it in the first place. But listen to me. One trip, one prayer, one sincere action, and it's done. It's taken care of forever. Forever. Forgiven. Mercy. This is what mercy is. We can't even explain mercy. In our human minds and in whatever vocabulary we have, that we can't even explain it, Sister Jenna. It's not in our vocabulary. There's no way that we can. We try our best, but we just can't do it. Sister Jenna said it so well. She doesn't know how to deal with this drug situation because she's never been there. Thank God she's never been there. But listen to me. Woo! He's been right there with them the entire time. I was talking to a young lady the other night on the way to the hospital who told me that she meant to walk out in front of oncoming traffic to just get rid of everything and be done with all of it. And I began to talk to her about the seriousness of what she just said. On the surface, it appears that that may be the way out. But what you don't understand is that the minute you step in front of that and the damage is done and your body ceases to exist, your soul lives on throughout eternity. And I'm here to tell you there's no cure for what takes place in the devil's hell. There's no cure for what takes place in eternity when you allow sin to destroy your life. It's over with. It's continual torment, continual over and over and over those little bitty problems. They don't even scratch the surface of hell. She looked at me and she said, you know, I really didn't mean that. I really couldn't do that. But listen to me, you may not can, and that's a great thing if you can't follow through with something that horrendous. But listen to me, the devil plants those little bitty seeds, and all it takes is just one little bitty time. She may not can do it, but if she dwells on it long enough, she may step out in front of that bus or that 18-wheeler. You never know. But it all started one time. No doubt, with a little innocent lie. That lie's not bad. You don't go to jail for telling a lie. You're not going to be locked up in prison for life for telling a lie. Listen to me. Mosquito bites are innocent. They're not that big a deal. A little scratch on your arm isn't that bad. But when it comes in contact with something else, it's open, it's exposed. One little sin exposes your soul to a lifetime of sin. One little bitty time exposes your soul to a lifetime of damnation. Just once. Just once. If someone would come to the piano. If you're here tonight, listen. God knows where you're at. God knows what that sin is, and He can take care of it right now so easily. But you have got to turn it over to Him. That individual that I flew to Dallas to see that specialist, there's no doubt that right now he's got a better prognosis on the rest of his life because he made it to the specialist. But he could have any time said, I'm not going to go. He was awake. He couldn't talk because he had a tube down his throat, but he could have wrote on a piece of paper, I'm done, I'm through. Can't go no more. I know there's hope. That's where you're at tonight. If you're contemplating walking through those doors without turning it all over to the Master, you're saying, I am giving up. Listen to me. Get to the Master. Get to the specialist. In church, this is two ways. Not only is this to those that may be just dabbling in sin, maybe those that are out in sin that haven't made their way to an altar of repentance yet, but it's also to us, church. We've got to get them to the specialist. Whatever it takes, we've got to get them there. We have the tools, but are we utilizing them? We've heard Brother Corey say so well how Brother Terry and Sister Wyman has brought so many in. How Brother Ben has, my, I fall in that category. I doubt I would be here right now if Brother Ben hadn't yielded at that early age. We come to this church when I was 13, and the compassion for souls that Brother Ben had drew my family to this area. My. I wanted to say this during testimony service, and I try not to testify if I'm supposed to preach, because you never know when you can stop and you know what I'm saying. But Brother Ben, I met a man about 2 months ago. It's about your age. He's probably a little younger than you. I think he's 80. He got started at a young age in baseball. He was a pitcher. He went on up through the minor leagues and played professional baseball. He's 80 years old, in a nursing home, bound by tobacco, because he went that way. And he got introduced to that at that age. Brother Ben, you're over 80 years old, right? And look at him. He's not in a hospital. He's not bound. He's a free man because of a decision. My friend, you need to make that decision tonight that I'm going to go to the specialist and I'm fixing to nip this thing in the bud. And it may not have got to the point to where the scab has covered over and the healing has started to begin on the outside and it started to necrotize on the inside. It may not have got to that point yet. It may just be that little mosquito bite that you're scratching just a little bit. Listen to me. It's time to get it taken care of. Young people, if you've been dabbling out in the world just a little bit, it's time to come on up to the altar tonight and nip it in the bud. You don't want to have to deal with that. You don't want to have to go and get somebody to go deep down inside and try to clean everything out. No, it can be dealt with so easily right now. We've seen so many come to these altars and have to pray so hard and so long because, Brother Corey, there's so much that is built up inside that they've got. It's not that Jesus takes any longer to forgive them, but there's so much scar tissue built up, Sister Jenna, that they have to get themselves past that. They've got to forgive themselves in order for Jesus. Young people, you don't want that. Older people, if you just now started contemplating, you don't want to start it. Let's nip it in the bud. Let's stop it right now at the very beginning of the source. Take it to the Master. What about it tonight? Everybody stand with me. Bow your heads, please. I want you to be honest tonight. Don't be honest with Brother Sean. Don't be honest with Brother Dwayne or Brother Terry or Brother Corey. But I want you to be honest with God tonight. Have you dealt with it? Or are you covering it up? Have you come tonight to say, God, I'm giving you one more chance? Well, listen, He's here. Arms outstretched. This is what mercy does. How about it tonight? The altars are open. Come on. Come on, don't push it off. I'm telling you, don't push it off. Don't let that scab go away and erase all evidence of anything that's there, but yet it's still eating deep on the inside. It's not the time for that. Let's get it taken care of. Let's nip it in the bud. Come on, let's destroy sin tonight in your life. What about it? Come on now. There's not a doubt in my mind that this service ain't for somebody tonight. Oh yes, there's already been several of us helped by the testimonies. What about it? Come on. Come on. Jesus is here. Come on now. I don't know the circumstances. I don't know anything else, but it's time to bring it to Jesus. That's the only thing that matters. It don't matter what the devil's telling you right now. Come on, bring it to Jesus. Don't just stand there. Don't just sit there. The Master's calling tonight. Come on. Come on. Yeah, come on. Let's get this taken care of tonight. How about it, church? How about we come into the altar and say, Lord, help me to be a one that's going to bring them to the specialist. Help me to be one that's going to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. Help me be one that's going to go out there and just, if it's just by a kind word, if it's just by baking them a cake or whatever the case may be and inviting them one time, I want to bring them to the Master.